ma kan koyin, af lahalan koyin. Just like by Bikurim, it says the word clearly, lokach ha-koyin, the koyin has to take it. So I mean by Shlomim also, when it says yodav to the yenu, it means the koyin should take it. And af lahalan bailim, just by the Shlomim, it says you need the bailim mishak, it's new term, is af kan bailim, and also by the Bikurim, also you need the bailim. So you're learning out one from the other. So first you're learning out the mitzvah tenufa that it applies to Bikurim, and also just like the Bikurim it says Kohen, it applies to Shlemim, and just like by Shlemim it means Bailim, who are then by Bikurim also means the Bailim. So the case of how does it come out? Because mashma, the tenufa has to be done with both. It has to be done with both with the Kohen and with the Bailim. So the case of how does it come out? So Moshe says yes, that Kohen and Yechiyodei Ta'akashidei Bailim Umeinus. The Kohen puts his hands underneath the hands of the Bailim, and together they make a tenufa. That's the way the tenufa is done, both by Bikurim and by Shlomim. So Moshe says, the name and Nami, why does the Mishnah also say, Kedibur Rav Yehuda, that your court of Yehuda also Bikurim needs tenufa. The time is done like this, Rav Yehuda says, V'hinachto, the person says by Bikurim, V'hinachto, he dashes the zu tenufa. That means there's a mitzvah tenufa, you have to pick it up. I tell you, telling me zu tenufa means tenufa, I ain't ele hamrocha, maybe only means hamrocha. So Moshe says yes, kishuem, when the prophet says v'henichoi, it says already v'henichoi, how I hamrocha, but the Bikurim you have to put down, near the Mizeach. And so, romani mekayim v'hinachtei, what the other prophet says, v'hinachtei, zu tenufa, but there's a mitzvah tenufa. So quote from Yudhi, there's a mitzvah tenufa by Bikurim also. So what is the Mishnah on the circle of the Mizeach and Yaakov? It could even go across the Yudhi also. So Moshe says, I'm a rover, I'm a pesach, but I'm a pesach kilo. That the Lezav and Yaakov, he's dashed with the beginning of the pesach. That she says, Lezav and Yaakov, Lezav and Yaakov, Mishim, who yalef, taima, miyadav, who reishu the krill. Since he dashes from the beginning of the pesach, that's where the Gemara takes his Russia. And then that's where the Mishnah brings him down. Then the Klem, it could also go across the Yudhi. The Vakram, Yitzchak Omar, Hoya Barab Gavri, he was a great person. Rashi says, Shuchachem B'yosa. He was a great Chachem, Reza Ben Yaakov. The Kainan, what the Gemara in Ervin says, Mishnah from Reza Ben Yaakov is Kavanati. That's why the Mishnah says of Reza Ben Yaakov over Reb Yehuda. Then the Mishnah says, V'yemure Shalmei Yochid V'chazer V'shoyv Shalhem. That is a mitzvah tenufa to pick up the Kavanah by the Kavanah Shlomim, the Yemurim and the Chazer V'shoyv is given to the Kohanim. And Echor HaNashim V'yechor HaNashim V'Yisrael Avalod Yachayim, who would be a Kohen from a man, a Kohen from an Isha, that by Yisrael has the mitzvah tenufa, and not by Yachayim. So Moshe says, my Kohen, what does the Mishnah mean to say? Rashi says, Yechor HaNashim, what does it say? Avalod Yachayim, Mashim, first it's Mashim, a Kohen from Isha needs tenufa, and then it's Mashim, only by Yachayim, he's only by a man, and not by an Isha. So my Kohen, what does the Mishnah mean to say? So when it says, I'm Rav Yehuda, how can you come to the Mishnah to say? Echad ha-Nashim, yechad ha-Nashim, whether it's a man or whether it's a lady. Korban, tumut tenufa. Yes, the korban needs tenufa. But a tenufa atzma, who does the actual tenufa? Who has to lift up the emurim and the chazav ha-shok of the Kohen Shlamim? The Yisrael, as a lay biyad nashim. Only by a man does the tenufa, and not by a lady. Even though her korban needs tenufa, for the actual mitzvah tenufa is done by Yisrael by Anish and not by Anisha. Tell me about what about this. Pesach says, B'nei Yisrael Manifin, so Yudashin V'yemer, you can call them Manifin. And not a Grey cannot do the tenufa. B'nei Yisrael Manifin, and the same thing V'yemer Nashim Manifes. A lady cannot do the mitzvah of tenufa. And Rabbi Yossi says, but see that we find, Shechon HaKakos, because there's a difference between Korban Yisrael, the Korban of the Kachavim. There are differences. And the Korban Nashim also, that the smicha, by the mitzvah smicha, there are differences. So we dash in the Lay Yisrael, the Yain, the Lay Yisrael, same place. The Rashi of the Tanya, the first kind of ratio, the Lay Yisrael, the Samach, is also Jewish, the Lay Yisrael, same thing, they know the Korban, same thing, the Korban of the Bird is on the smicha. The same thing, the Lay Yisrael, same thing, they know the Lay Yisrael, same place. But Anisha does not do smicha. So you find by the mitzvah smicha there's a difference only a korban Yisrael and not a korban of an Isha, a korban of a Goy. If so, Yochanan may be nechlek b'tenufa, maybe the same thing about Tznufa also. Rashi says, Shemar ye korban Rosh and Rizal Hevim, Tuma Tznufa, Ki Yisrael, maybe the korban does not need Tznufa altogether. Not only that an Ish has to do it, and not an Isha, but maybe it's not the korban Tznufa altogether. Yochan Nechle B'Tznufa, Shemar says, Rai, that no, Mali Cholet B'Smicha Shah Smicha B'Bailam. Why Smicha is different because Smicha has to be done by the Bailam. See, there's a difference if only the Yisrael does it, and not an Isha, and not a Grey. Now, Sheikh and Nechla, but Tznufa, Shat Tznufa, the Kanim. Anyway, who does the Tznufa? The Kanim do it. So therefore, the Kanim could do it. Rashi is Vichon, Madi Kuchav, and Vidoshim, Lassus Kain Shliach, that they can make the Kain to do it. So it's Nostavra Stephen by a Kain of an Akum, or by Korban of an Akum, or by the Korban of an Isha, it also needs Tznufa. He came and saw, I wish that I had saw, Matam Lema, B'nai Yisrael, was it said, B'nai Yisrael, first Vidashim, B'nei Yisrael Menifim, V'nei Medik Echav Menifim, that a great does not do the actual mitzvah. In a chlami, it's called beneath Tznufa, through a kayin, but not through the great. And the same thing, B'nei Yisrael Menifim, V'nei Hanashim Menifim, that a Yisrael does the Tznufa, and not Benisha, V'nei Hanashim Menifim. So Kitzvah, according to this, that both the korban of a grey and the korban of an isha needs Tznufa, the Mishnah just would say, run by Achim, it's run by Yisrael, by a kohen, and not with the, not with an isha, not with a grey. Tanya, there's another person like this. The person is B'nai Yisrael. And we are B'nai Yisrael. Only a korban of B'nai Yisrael needs Tznufa. Gave him the Avodim Yisrael Milayim, Tamwe Mahamakrif. That korban also needs Tznufa. So Makrif is a national code, whoever brings it. Ayeni, maybe not that way. Elizeh Kohen HaMakrif just means the Kohen that brings it. He does it Tznufa, but not to be marba the korban of a gerim over Eved Meshuchra. Ki Shwem, the pasuk says Yodav Tzitiyenu Harei Bailam Omer. That's the Bailam. Okay, so as it come out, Kohen Meniach Yodav Takas Yad Bailam Omeinif, that the Kohen puts his hands underneath the Yad of the Bailam and together they make a Tznufa. So that's Pesach the more before that Enochlanu will marba the korban of a gerim over Chavim, that there is a mitzvah Tznufa. The pasuk says a makrif. And you want to say, maybe no, maybe a makrif means only a kohen, that it can't be, because when Marab attack the Bailam also has to make Tznufa. And that's what they do it together. But korban of a makrif does not mean only a kohen, because the Bailam also does it. Therefore, makrif means to include the korban of a gerim. That when a gerim brings a korban, it also has the mitzvah of Tznufa. Alright, we'll stop here.